Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Junkies. We are live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. Download that Odyssey app if you haven't already. It's fantastic. You can even use the rewind feature if you miss something on the show. Also, watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 16th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. And the Lurch Pappy, Jason Bishop.
Made it to another Friday.
Made it to another Friday.
Yes, sir.
Boys behind the glass, Valdez, Drab, and Mike Marr. Mike Marr was hyped last night.
Oh, yeah.
We had a little happy hour at Big Tony's Pizzeria and Dive Bar. I never put it together that when Big Tony's came in here last year, when we poured the marinara sauce on Cakes' head, that I'd been there a bunch of times. Now, it was before they added the dive bar. Because it's right next to Pacers in Arlington / Clarendon. And I've eaten pizza there a ton of times, but I don't know that I ever knew the name of it. It was just, in my head, it was just a pizza spot next door to Pacers. And they just put in a nice little bar there. And some of us went to hang out with the people from Surfside, which was a
There's
good
some good dudes, man. There were two of the owners were there. And I'm telling you. I was actually shocked kind of how young they are, and I was talking to one guy all about their story, and, you know, Surfside started as Stateside Vodka, you know, 10 years ago, and like about 3 years ago, Surfside came out, and think about the trajectory of that brand. It's just been unbelievable. Their marketing skills and everything, really smart, savvy guys, and I was asking one guy what his background was prior to getting into, you know, the vodka business. And he owned two restaurants. And he just said, you know, it was too much of a grind. Yeah, he was an entrepreneur, but he said it was just too much of a grind. I mean, you know, Brett could tell you. I mean, you're working 14-hour days. I mean, it's just never ending. So he wanted to do something else. And they came out with this, but they're really good at marketing, and they're, you know, they hit it at the right time. That thank God they didn't really jump on the seltzer bandwagon, which was great, but I think seltzer is like in the past. I think these like vodka infused drinks things, this is like the future right now, and they are hitting a wave, and it's awesome to see. Really cool dudes. They had a great tasting product.
Yeah. Too. It was and it was good to just be out. So EB and I were there.
Why was Mike Moore in a hype?
It's the first time I've seen him out in the wild, and I can just tell he gets hyped up. Well, he's a younger guy. He's kind of like it's probably beginning his night. I don't know if you went out all night.
No. I went back to the crib. You know, chilled, got some good Z's. But man, I had such a good time.
See,
it was awesome. I told you. I was over the moon the whole night.
He just had like
I know we were introduced you to people.
Kind of skipping his
Valdez introduced you to Chuck. Was that a big move?
Yeah, he's gonna hook us up. You know, we're going to a comedy show in Clarendon, and then afterwards, he was telling me, he's like, "You're never waiting in line again. You're gonna be back at the DJ booth with the lads." I mean, I can't wait.
He was hyped up. I introduced him to my buddy Sean, who has Black Viking beer. He gave him a sample. He was all hyped up for that. I forgot I was going to bring you a six pack this morning, but
Farley's getting his hooks into him. He wants him to get shoes.
Oh, is Farley going to hook you with some shoes?
Yeah, I'm getting some custom shoes here soon. So, you know,
wow,
it's from the Bobby. I mean, the metagame was we got him in on the circle of hooks.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, he loved
the circle
that.
Of hooks.
And he said that you stopped by before. And
I did. He invited me over. He's been hyping up his bachelor pad with him and his four other roommates.
Right.
And we've all went through that phase where you live with five dudes crammed in a house with
a S-hole.
Yeah, but to be honest, this house is pretty nice.
Right.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought there would be roaches all over the place.
All right, that's my place. Yeah.
But it was a nice house in Arlington. He's got a 90-inch TV in the living room. We played NCAA before we went out.
The new NCAA.
The new NCAA. His backyard is like beer Olympics. They have like a ping pong table out there. They have the cornhole, fire pits.
Perfect.
I mean,
perfect.
It is a party central.
It makes
you miss it just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure. I missed a lot of that. Are your neighbors regular folks, or are they other like young guys getting after it?
So our next door neighbor to our left, this is just this old lady, and she lives by herself. And then
does she hate you?
No, she actually loves us. She's super sweet to us, and we're always nicer. You know, shove her driveway when it snows and stuff. So we're on good terms.
That's nice.
But
smart.
Then, you know, across the street is, you know, a couple with younger kids. But, you know, everyone likes us because, you know, we're respectful and everything. I mean, every now and then we get a little rowdy and we get loud at night.
Yeah.
But, you know, once they tell us to tone it down, we do the same.
So. Oh, they do? They tell you to tone it down every once in a while?
Yeah, once in a while. You know.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as bad as the movie. Is it Neighbors with
where they buy a frat house?
Right, a frat house moves in next door.
I mean, but there's just bar carts everywhere in the living room with blunts, like half smoked blunts, and ashtrays.
So he was hyped before he got to Big Tony's, and then when he got to Big Tony's, just being around people. And
that was Mike. Yeah, that was Mike's first introduction to, I guess, junkie's life.
Yes,
junkie's hook life.
He just had a big old smile on his face the whole time.
I saw Chuck Lee plotting for his bar that he's opening up, because I know like he's imagining Mike being the new AWOD,
right?
For his attention dollars, and then Chris is going, "Oh, I got a guy with actually two good knees who can run." Uh-huh. They were just viewing Mike as the next man up.
Yep.
It was funny. I think this was Mike's first real taste of hook jobs too.
Yeah.
We got to do stuff like that more often. We got to get out there more.
Mike, what's your total? There's four guys right in the house, you said?
So five, including me.
Oh, five. Right. What's your total rent?
We pay $4K.
$4K.
Which is a steal.
I was going to say, because my daughter's moving into a house in Arlington, and they're like $5,200.
Yeah, hopefully my landlord isn't listening, because he could charge us way more.
I was asking him the exact same questions. They got it broken down. Like, one guy's paying a little over $1,000 because he's got a huge room.
He's got a big room.
But the other guys are paying like $750, $800.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, in today's day and age?
Yeah, that was the first thing I asked Mike, because the house seemed like, it was like, dude, you got to be paying a fortune for this place. And he goes, no. Like, the landlord's so old, he doesn't really understand. The market is so hot right now.
Right.
But I will say, the only problem with this house, and if he's having a party, if he's having chicks over, this could be very problematic.
Yeah.
Is that his main floor powder room, the toilet doesn't flush.
Oh. No, it does. It does. You just gotta let it recharge.
You have to just hold it down.
No, no. He's got like a solar powered toilet.
What?
Where it has like one flush an hour that you're allowed to use. Yeah, so like I use the bathroom and it's just.
Did you have a duty?
No.
That's weird.
But it's the grossest look to it in the world.
Why don't you get that tightened up?
We had a party like 2 weeks ago and a bunch of people messed it up and you know we're waiting to get it fixed. But yeah, when we have people over, we just tell them go downstairs, go up. Stumbled into the main level toilet and you know it's kind of a show, but we're gonna get it fixed. But it does flush.
It was gross. That was the one gross thing is that he's got a malfunctioning toilet.
But it's like a new fancy toilet.
Yeah. It's got like the things on top that you push down where it has like one water drop or two water drops.
I've seen those. I've never understood those.
I always thought the two were for big duties.
So Mugmar, how long did you stay out?
Oh man, I think we went back around like 8. I would say about 45 minutes after you left.
Gotcha.
And then, yeah, Valdez went back, met some of my roommates. And then, yeah, basically I made food and then just passed out.
Nice.
Passed out.
No, I just had a couple
slices. Was it a good
slices.
Happy hour crowd?
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, it's a small spot. We were, you know. Seemed like a lot of people in the, like, the beer community was there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The Surfside people, very cool guys.
Industry folk.
They were heading to Don Tito after. It was kind of a bit of a bar crawl. So, EB and I just did the Big Tony's Pizzeria portion.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I was having a great time, but
after Don Tito,
it takes an hour to get home, you know, so I just,
yeah,
I didn't want to stay forever.
How was the drive to Clarendon?
I mean, actually, it was, you know, it takes about 50 minutes, but it was a little bit longer even because I was in some construction where these guys, I don't even know the name of the road, but it was only a mile from the spot. These guys were in no hurry and they were backing up so many people. I couldn't believe it. And there was, you know, they were basically repaving one of the streets. Mm-hmm. And there were huge trucks, huge pavers. And, I mean, I was there for like 15 minutes. And I kept looking behind me, and the line was getting longer and longer and longer. And I couldn't believe it.
I know. It's been an
Do you know where I'm talking about?
I know. I kind of know what you're talking about because we avoided that area heading there. But it's been great. It's almost like the August has been construction month on the roads because it's been a disaster getting out of D.C. after work.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah, a couple of days ago, it was a poop show here. I almost missed my tea time. And my tea time was noon. Right. It was a show here. I think that was
just
an accident.
Out of,
to, I think oh, it was okay. Right over here on 695. It was, it was ridiculous.
Well, I told you on GW Parkway, and I don't know if it's going to catch up to me, but they have the Jersey wall to the point right before the exit to head to Maryland on 495.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't immediately dart over... Right. You miss the exit, and then you have to do this whole long
I've done
loop.
That twice.
Yeah, and so like now I'm like trained where I basically drive slow that last mile, and then
so you don't miss it.
It might be illegal, but just dart over to the right. It's almost
illegal.
Like you're going backwards.
That's the only thing you can do.
Because if you miss it, you got
to
take the...
You got to go down and then
go
down
Falls,
to Georgetown
take Pike. Georgetown Pike and come around.
I've done that twice.
And that has major traffic because they're doing construction there, and it ends up taking like 20
no,
or 30
minutes. 20
minutes. Yeah.
It screws you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I get off early, too, because it's not really signed that well. Every day it's signed kind of different.
Correct.
And so I've actually gotten off early.
At Turkey Foot. Sometimes you sleep and you're on Turkey Foot.
Yeah, because
I
don't know, is this it? I don't want to miss it. I'm going to take
Correct.
This. So the best thing to do, really, is just keep your ways on. Really, it's a good habit.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Around here, in my opinion, even though you know where you're going, just put your Waze on. So you know if there's traffic or not. Yep. And you know, like, it alerts you to the exits.
Anyway, so Bishbucks, he didn't make it out last night.
No, I had a family.
Good time.
I had a family dinner because this is kind of the last family dinner. My daughter's going back to school this weekend, and my other daughter, like I mentioned, is moving into her house early next week. So,
oh, are you getting a little melancholy? House is getting very quiet.
It's going to get quiet after this weekend. It'll just be
but
my wife.
But you've had that when they've been in college.
I know, but when you have them both in the house for a few months, you kind of get used to it.
But one of them is now permanently out. Like, she ain't coming back.
Probably not.
Probably not. I mean,
she gets married or something.
I mean, unless the bills get too high.
Right.
You know, she can't handle it, but I don't think so. I think she's going to be in Arlington.
She's off and running.
Off and running.
Yeah.
So, it's a little depressing.
What were you going to say?
Oh, hey, real quick about last night. I thought your outfit was fire, Eric.
Mine?
Yeah. I thought you looked good. I thought you had your country club shorts on.
Oh, thank you.
And like your loafers.
I thought my man boobs were out a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe a darker shirt next time. So
I actually had a t-shirt on as I was leaving, and D said, that just doesn't look dressed up enough. You got to put a golf shirt on. So I just slammed
the golf
know, shirt
I didn't
on.
Know you had awesome legs like that.
Because
you're showing off your quads and those shorts and your calves.
Well, those are actually sort of modern shorts.
Yeah, I know.
They're not
I know.
Too long.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Short shorts are in for dudes.
I know.
It also accentuated your bulge.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
My bulge was looking good.
As soon as I walked in, you know how you're sitting on like the bar stool underneath the TV on the left.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked in, I saw JP said hi, and I saw you, and then you were sitting there, and that's the first thing I noticed was that big that big bulge just chilling.
I must have been having a good day. It's been warm down there or something.
What are your thoughts, Trav? You're smiling.
I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, it must be Friday. Valdez is just being giddy. And
he had a good time.
He had a good time. He's being nice to me.
He's compliment EB on his bowl.
It's all it takes. Free case of Surfside.
Yeah. He told me earlier he saw my video on my golf swing. He said my golf swing looked the best he's seen it. He's been very nice to me today. Thank you.
Well, yeah. It's just I noticed. I noticed.
Well, those shorts.
It almost looked like you stuffed.
Did not stuff. That's my natural. and I tell you, I've lost some. It's not as bulbous as it once was, or whatever. But
not as bulgy.
Yeah. But no, those are just like Under Armour shorts, whatever. You know, which is like old man clothes, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But they fit appropriately. Do those Puma Pete shorts that we got? Yeah, you can't wear them. Yeah, I look at them now. They're like to my knees. I feel like I'm in POD or something. You know, I feel like cakes.
I'll still wear those.
They're too long.
I know.
They're too long.
Short is in.
And it's just gotten to the point now where it actually looks terrible.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies at 7. Talk a little college football. Yeah, the college football season's almost upon us.
Yes.
Our pal Chris Doering, former Gator receiver, former Redskins receiver. He will join us at 7:20. And John Feinstein at 8. That's all right here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.